Today is Friday, May 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm not going back and be re-recording it because I'm on a time schedule. And we talked in yesterday's show about what I did on Wednesday night. We did our walk and, you know, the woman was behind us. And we're like, we're looking back. Oh my God, she's catching up. She's catching up. And we're trying to speed up. My feet are hurting. But we finished our 8 laps. We finished our 8 laps. I know I talked about this, but I was running out of time in yesterday's episode. So I want to ask the question. Because apparently when I podcast or I have a work meeting, it energizes me. I don't even like, and when I say energizes me, I'm an introverted person. So normally meetings will wear me out and I'll feel really tired afterwards. But especially when I've podcasted, Mark will always comment that I'm talking very loud, that I'm laughing more than I normally would, that I'm very ADD sort of like a kid who've just given a sugar bar, a candy bar, you know, just bouncing off the walls. And apparently that happens when I'm when I've just had a work meeting, because it was last night. I'm pre-recording this, breaking the fourth wall. I had a meeting at 11 p.m. on Wednesday night. And it was only a 30-minute meeting. We went 35 because you never can go the exact amount of time of a meeting. People do not respect your time. But we got in bed and we always watch James Corden. That's our routine. And I was laughing really loud. I was talking back to James Corden and Mark's like, oh my God, like where did all this energy come from? Like, I'm sorry. I said, you know, when I podcast or I have a meeting right before bed, that it wakes me up. And then I'm all, you know, I don't know. So does anyone else have that problem? Like if you do anything social or podcasting or anything like that right before bed, does it wake you up and make you like a kid on a sugar high? It does me. When I record Mix Minus on Friday nights, and I get in bed, Mark is already in bed. I actually have to watch something on the TV for about 20 or 30 minutes to kind of calm myself back down before I get in the bed. And anyway, it is Thursday, actually. You're listening to this on Friday, or some of you are listening to this on Saturday or Sunday, or a month from now, if you're behind. But I'm recording this on a Thursday because I don't want to take any equipment with me to Houston. And I know I do that when we used to go on long vacations, like a week or 2 weeks, I would take equipment with me and I would record from the vacation spot. And I probably will do that again when we go to St. Thomas in July. But for this one, I'm like, well, it's just one day. I can pre-record that. So this morning, I had some things I had to finish. So one is I had to record 2 episodes of Geeky Gay, which I'm doing right now. But Mark needed an envelope because the reason we're going to Houston is Mark needs to renew his passport. And he has a Filipino passport. And so in order to renew that, he has to go to the Filipino embassy. I feel like if we need to renew them for a U.S. passport, that I could just go to the post office or something like that and take my passport with me, and then they'll take a mugshot of you. You can't, you know, the last time I got a passport photo, they're like, you can't smile, you can't wear your hat, you can't do all of this stuff, boom, 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 you know, and then you get the picture and it's horrible. You can't even smile. I'm like, couldn't we do some glamour shots for this or something? Do you guys remember glamour shots? You'd go to the mall and they'd have that store in the mall called Glamour Shots. And you'd take your mom in there or your wife or your girlfriend or something, and they would put a bunch of makeup on them and fix their hair and put on some, you know, flashy, glitzy, gold-colored jacket, you know, and take these semi-sexual-looking photos with them in different poses. I need to look that up. I wonder if glamour, and guys did normally do it, but I'm sure there were some guys that did it. But you can't, you know, and they do everything they can to make you look as good as possible. It seems like for passport photos, they do whatever they can to make you look as horrible as possible. Don't smile, you know, don't fix your hair. Don't, you know, whatever. They're like, oh, we just want it. You have to look your ugly self for this photo, you know, and I don't want, I want to look as good as possible. But anyway, so he needs to do that, and so that's why we're going to Houston. And he needed an envelope because apparently what they tell you is that, so you're going to take your passport, your current passport with you, and I don't know what they do, you know, at the embassy, but I'm assuming they just get some details from you. Where do you live now? Yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. They probably take a new photo. They probably also don't let you smile. I have no idea. I don't know if that's a USA-specific thing or if that's every country. Whatever you do, don't smile. And anyway, so they're going to do that, but they need you to bring a self-addressed, stamped envelope with a tracking number. And we have a post office right near our house. And so I told Mark that I would go and do that for him. So I got up this morning, did my shower, all of that stuff. And then the first thing I did is I went to the post office. Now, our garage door openers are not working because I believe I told you guys, and if I didn't, I'm going to tell you now, that I finally, a year after we moved in, I set the code on the garage door keypad because we're having workers over from my stepdad's company tomorrow while we're out, and they're going to be putting a floor down in the attic. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited about it. We have so much space in that attic, but there's no floor. And I'm really looking forward to having storage space in there. I know, the things you get excited about when you're 42 years old. But anyway, and maybe one day we're going to make that a room and actually insulate it and stuff like that. But for now, we're just going to have attic storage in there. And so I needed to set a code so they would be able to get in. And so I did that. Well, apparently, when I was doing that, whatever I did caused our remotes not to work anymore. Now, we do have an app on our phone, but it's a pain in the ass because so when you're leaving, so let's say the garage door is already opening and you're leaving and you open that app. Well, your phone is generally on Wi-Fi. Well, that app needs to connect to the internet because it needs to connect to the Chamberlain garage door service, or it's called MyQ. But you're in the process of backing away from your house, and your phone is trying to figure out, should I be on Wi-Fi? Should I be on cellular? So then if you want to rush it, you have to turn the Wi-Fi off, and then the app needs to log in. That takes 10 or 15 seconds, and then you can push the button. Well, I'm sitting in the road in front of my house because the app won't connect. I have to turn off the Wi-Fi. I was like, anyway, so it's not very convenient. When you're coming home, it's okay. You can just pull the app up, and usually it's pretty quick. You click open, and it works. But using it to close the door takes a little bit more time, and you're usually wanting to pull away from your home. Bottom line is I need to get the remotes fixed, and I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to have to find the instructions. So I've done the envelope thing. I'm now recording. I'm going to have to figure out how to fix our remotes for the garage door. And then we have to pack because we haven't packed yet. We have to do lunch. We have to walk again because I want to walk every day. I'm trying to walk every day, and it's not raining currently, so hopefully. And Mark is working right now because he's a workaholic. So I took the whole day off. I took today and tomorrow off. And but he doesn't do that. So there's a few things to get done before we leave, and then it's a 9-hour drive, so we're going to be driving. We won't get there until around midnight. and just get in bed. And then his appointment is on Friday, so I'm going to be hanging around the hotel. And I don't know, maybe I'll use the pool or something. Maybe they have a hot tub or something I can use at the hotel while I wait for him. And we'll have a couple of nice restaurants, and then we're going to drive back on Saturday. So it's going to be a quick trip, but, you know, at least we're getting out of the house a little bit. He doesn't like road trips. I'm okay with road trips. I don't mind. I think it's, you know, you see part of the country that you wouldn't normally see. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.